Guardianship of the Changing Waters. The November 2016 earthquake caused uplift along the Kaikoura coast, leaving large amounts of marine species high and dry. Now more than ever, it is important that different groups with an interest in the Kaikoura marine environment work together for its future protection. Kaikoura Marine Environment Interest Groups. The sea is very important to many people for different reasons in Kaikoura. These people can be put into groups which define their interests in the sea. Tourism, commercial fishing, recreational fishing, customary fishing, conservation, research and education. Currently, there is a need to manage how these groups interact with the marine environment. Managing human impact on the marine environment is a very sensitive issue. Before the November 2016 earthquake, many of these groups had been concerned about the management of this marine environment. It was important that people took a guardianship view in collective decision-making. After 9 years of work and discussion, a marine strategy was agreed on. The Kaikoura Marine Management Act 2014. The Kaikoura Te Tai o Marakura Marine Management Bill was signed into law as an Act of Parliament on Wednesday, 6th of August 2014. The Act was designed to put in place management measures for the coast and sea around Kaikoura, Te Tai o Marakura, including a marine reserve, whale and New Zealand fur seal sanctuaries, 5 customary fisheries areas, an advisory committee, and fishing regulations specific to the area. Role of Te Korowai or Te Tai o Marakura. Te Korowai or Te Tai o Marakura, the Kaikoura Marine Guardians, is an advisory committee for Te Whatakai o Rakihauia I Te Tai o Marakura, Kaikoura Marine Area. Its members are representatives from Te Runanga o Ngāi Tahu, the Kaikoura community, biosecurity, conservation, education, environment, fishing, marine science, and tourism groups. They all share an interest in the waters covered by the Act. Since the Act was passed, Te Korowai continues to collaborate with all groups on managing marine protection and sustainable fishing of the marine environment. Now, more than ever, it is important that collaboration continues post-earthquake. Earthquake damage to the marine coastal area. The November 2016 earthquake caused different amounts of uplift along the coast. There was 6 metres of uplift at Waipapa Bay and 1.5 metres at the Kaikoura Peninsula. Large amounts of marine species were left high and dry because of this uplift. Because of the earthquake, there have been huge losses of species such as pawa, crayfish, coda, shellfish in general, inshore finfish, kelp forest, microalgae systems like coralline algae, pink paint. Jason Ruawai, a representative of Te Korowai o Te Tai o Marakura and chair of the Pawa Fishery Group, has been very involved in the marine management of the area. The obvious mortality of the life living in the environment is a tragic consequence of the uplift, but it is only a snapshot of what that area had been producing over history. Now, in terms of biodiversity, we still have all the same species, but there is less habitat for them to occupy. We need to manage our impacts to this environment carefully over the next few years. Ecosystem recovery and resilience. While the marine ecosystem will never be the same, research is now suggesting the marine ecosystem is bouncing back for some species. NIWA have found signs of recovery in the Kaikoura Canyon seabed 10 months after the earthquake. Kaikoura high school students are learning firsthand about guardianship of the ecosystem through a program to monitor and reseed pawa stocks. I wonder how long it will take for the marine environment to recover from the effects of the earthquake.